I say? Sleeping tapes. I love that idea. And all that it implies, you know. Sleeping tapes. Sleep, of course, implies waking up. Tapes imply recording, yeah. Sharing things. Sort of implies, the past and the future. Things recorded in the past to share at some future time. I think that everything implies everything else, yeah. Yeah. Sleeping tapes. That's what we got here. So, I hope you dig the sleep tapes. Hope they inspire you to do some cool sleeping, some cool dreaming, some cool waking up.
Sleep.
You need to sleep so you can dream. You need to sleep so you can dream. You need to sleep so you can dream, so you can wake up. So you can sleep so you can dream, so you can wake up. You can sleep so you can dream.
Sleep.
of the things I do to relax is to hum. I thought I'd give you a little humming tune here. This is one that I find I fall into in my acting when I'm preparing for a scene or whatever. My makeup man, Thomas Nellen, gets a kick out of this. It goes something like this. Good morning, sweetheart. Welcome to the sleep tapes. Perhaps you'd like to join me in some humming. No? Come on, sit down here.
Are you talking
to someone? I'm talking to you. Come here. No, come here. Sit down. Good morning.
Good morning.
Just doing some humming.
Are you making the tapes?
I'm making it right now, as we speak. What kind of nice, relaxing sounds might you want to share? Give me a little, hum.
I just woke up.
I know, isn't it, it's so kind of ironic. I'm doing the sleep tapes with you just arising and, somewhere, someone on the planet is trying to sleep. Give them a little early morning sleep tape humming.
That's it? That was it.
No more?
Mm-mm. I'm gonna go over here and...
No. See, I'm turning it off.
My best dream is as a pirate.
Ooh, a pirate dream. How did that dream go? You sailing on his ship?
You want to hear more? I want to hear more. I want to hear more. I was wanting from a ghost. There's a ghost in there. Come see it.
You guys later. I'll see you. I'll see you in my dreams, okay? Yeah. I used to meet my daughter, my little girl, Isabel, in our dreams. I would say, I'll meet you by a special tree. And then we both dreamed about that tree, and we'd meet there, and we would fly around the tree.
I want to fly like this. My arms like this, and then fly. Do you want to see how I can fly?
Hey. Don't see how I
can fly. Yeah, show me how you fly.
I put out my hands and I glide so far and
smoosh. I'm flying!
That's how I fly too in a dream.
You comfy? All right. Hey, you want a glass of water? Here. Yeah. Yeah, water. We need water, although I don't know if you're like me. You drink some water before you go to bed. You're getting up a couple of times during the night, but that's okay. It's nice to get up in the middle of the night. You know, you pass the window, you see the full moon out there, or on the way to the toilet, you're noticing the patterns on the rug. It can be a good experience. Anyway, I get off the track here. Why don't you get cozy? Cozy for some bedtime stories. The raven sways in the wind at the very top of the pine. A lone black pennant, an ensign signaling to those who watch that a storm is imminent. The wheat will boil, the saplings fold and snap. We close the barn doors and soothe the stalled horses with whispers and hands. A crack of thunder sends a shudder through them and passes into us. We stand together, grounded, all legs trembling. Bray was this tenor player, good tone, good hands. Never played with the big guys, but still, he was good. And between sets, Ray would take out some silly putty, you know, that kid stuff, and he'd stretch it and pull it, and even make little animals and things. He said it kept his fingers limber. In his pockets, he'd carry three or four of those plastic eggs the stuff came in. That's how he came to have the nickname. the hen. When I die, there will be no burial or cremation. I have contracted with Space Materi to store my remains aboard an Eternus satellite. My body will forever loop around the planet and emit a flashing light whenever it passes over a memorable location. Like that bar in Redondo Beach where we first met. Or IKEA. The sea is under the sky. The clouds are in the sky. The sun is between the clouds. My keys are on the table. I will be in the car driving beneath the sky towards the sea. There is a small house on the beach. The door is red. I will open the door and put my keys on the table. You will be in the blue chair near the window. You will turn, fold the corner of the page in the book you are reading, and rise to kiss me now. Okay, gentle listener. Now, we're going to take a guided tour through Temescal Canyon in our minds. All right, now, picture yourself there and picture me right next to you going for a walk, like two old friends on a Sunday. We had a nice breakfast and now we're out here. Walking along the valley floor, surrounded by pines, long needles, cedar bark. The sap's running. Oh, I can smell it. Can you smell it? Good, you can smell it. And we're walking in the shadow of the canyon slopes. The wind is gentle and it's just rustling our hair in the slightest way. Look, there's another hiker. Yeah, this looks like a gentle sort of guy with thinning hair and glasses. He's wearing cargo pants and a white t-shirt. He seems to be enjoying this day too. Let's wave. Let's wave. That's some nice waving. He'll notice shortly. Keep waving. He seems like a nice guy. Maybe his name is Jim or Neil. Hello, Neil. Oh, look, see? He enjoyed that wave. Waved right back. He must be a Neil. All right, let's continue. And up we go. Look over there. Is that a stray dog? He's staring up at that tree. A nest of the dog. Look at that. It's a pretty nice looking office chair. You see that? I'm gonna go check it out. I'll be right back. I spooked the dog, he took off, but I did keep the chair. We'll just bring it along with us the rest of the way. It's no trouble. I'll carry it, no, it's okay. It'll be cool to have a chair to sit in up at the top. I've always wanted one when I'm up there. Yeah. We'll stop now. Look up at that cloudless sky. It's very clear you're having a wonderful time, aren't you? What's that? Is it a hawk or a buzzard? Well, maybe it's just a crow flying over our head. Not sure. It's majestic though, isn't it? Makes you wish you had feathers, huh? If you want, we could pretend to be crows. No? Okay. More shrubs. There's that ridge line again. Oh, look. Yeah, a stream. Let's stop and admire it for a bit. Here, why don't you have a seat in the office chair? Toss some rocks. Lovely rocks. Good for skipping. Oh, you hear that train? I love the sound of the train, don't you? Listen to the train for a while. Hey, you hear the freeway down there a bit too. That's a nice title for something, isn't it? A freeway. All right, time to skip a few rocks here. What? Wait a minute. These aren't rocks. These are Spanish doubloons.
They must have come here from the conquistadors who used to live here. They established missions all the way up to San Francisco. You and I are rich, man. All right, take a few in your pocket. Go on. Pick them up. Take them. Yeah. You can keep them yourself, give them as gifts, whatever you feel like doing. All right. Okay, let's get moving. We didn't come here for doubloons. We came here to fall asleep. So let's just continue. We gotta make it to the top of the mountain by sunset. We wanna see that beautiful LA sunset, right? Okay, we're almost there. Just a bit more. Where are you feeling it? Your calves? Your ass? I feel it in my back a bit. Oh, listen to that chopper. Okay, let's head on out. That chopper, it isn't gonna bother us, I hope. No, don't stress out, man. We want you relaxed. You're trying to go to sleep. Yeah. Maybe you could just kind of dig the fluttering sound of the chopper. That's not bad. Listen to it. Its tone is improving. You hear that? Kind of got a fluttering thing going now. Okay, let's move on. We're almost to the top now. Yeah. We made it at the top of the mountain, huh? Check it out. Pretty great, huh? Woo! Woohoo! Yeah, just in time for the sunset. Look at that, isn't that beautiful? Stretches from the Pacific Ocean all the way to Pasadena. Peaceful. Okay, I didn't tell you this because I didn't want to get you too excited, but I hit a couple of hang gliders behind that sign over there. We're gonna hang glide out of here. Yeah. Go ahead, grab yours. Okay, good, you got it? Now, set the chair down, step into mine. Gotta lose a little weight. Oh, great, okay. Now we gotta wait for that cool breeze to take to the air like that crow, hawk, vulture, whatever it was we saw earlier. Alright, there it is. Take off! Hey, look, there's Neil. He's going to his car. Wave to him again. Yay! Goodbye, Neil! Goodbye, Neil. Thank you.
As a way to put you in a good mood before you go to bed, I'd like to give you some affirmations. So just sit back and close your eyes. You are a good person. You are worth all the good things that happened in your life. You are intelligent. I like your haircut. You belong and are accepted. You matter to many people. You have strong hands, capable of woodworking. You have worth. You are a positive addition to this world. You smell nice. You order well at restaurants. Even if you think you can't swim, you probably can. You have excellent insights about popular movies. You have many talents. You are very good at guessing when a traffic light will turn green. Everyone at work has nice things to say about you. When a birthday happens at work, your coworkers sing at a lower volume just to hear your voice sing happy birthday. You are a creative and inquisitive person. At work, the night cleaning crew remarks how clean your desk is. You have a strong grasp of the political landscape. You are wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Filled with wonder, wonder.
There's something I like to do when I'm having trouble getting to sleep is I close my eyes. And I look with my eyes closed, and I see what I see. Now, my eyes are closed now, and it's, well, the color's not black, it's kind of a, maybe burnt orange kind of thing going on. And, some kind of darkness on the right side. And what I'm doing is I'm just looking and I'm seeing what I'm seeing. I'm telling myself what I'm seeing. And then I'm wondering, is that actually something that my eye, a function of my eye? Or is that a function of my mind? Am I imagining the things I see? And I keep looking. I see, I'm kind of like a white
you'd call it dust exactly, but kind of like a, and did something just fly across my eyes then? I see kind of a design now in the middle, kind of almost like a, oh no, they're geometric shapes. Sort of dark bubbles.
I'm thinking it's like one of those pictures you see of the universe, you know, the Hubble telescope things. That, you know, there's so many stars that it just looks like dust on a black table. And those aren't stars, but they're whole nebulas. Galaxies. And now there appears to be a faint horizon that starts on the top and slowly descends. I see right in the center a design of some sort. Trying to come into focus, but can't quite make it. It looks sort of blue on the top of my, I want to say, dome. Some darkness coming in through the sides. And I keep reporting to myself what I see.
Anyway, I find that looking at that stuff, looking with my eyes closed, and telling myself what I'm seeing, kind of makes me sleepy. The sound of the toilet filling, kind of the pitch rises, you know, as it gets to the top of the tank, you get that little gurgle at the end. Anyway, what I was going to say was maybe you've reached the end of this album and you're not asleep yet. Well, what the hell, fired the thing up again. Yeah, you'll probably hear all the sounds and stories in a different way. Actually, there's no probably about it. You definitely will.
Anyway, it's been wonderful sharing this relaxing time with you. Good night. Oh, and here's something that will make you sleep better. Go to nokidhungry.org and explore how you might share your strength to make sure all our kids are fed. Our kids, they're us, right? Yeah, they're us in the future. We got to take care of our kids. We got to take care of us. We're all in this together. We're all in this together.